Welcome back to the Steve Gruber Show. Good to have you along for the conversation. We've learned many lessons from this pandemic, some good and others that are not so good. One of the things that we have learned certainly, though, is our reliance on foreign suppliers to things that we need here needs to be readdressed. We need to take a close look at our supply chains. We need to understand that when we need certain critical supplies in this country, that we can't rely on those that run communist countries to be our main supplier of anything, and in some cases, it almost feels like everything. Rich Nolan is the CEO and president of the National Mining Association here with me on the program. Rich, welcome back.
Great, Steve. Great to be with you today.
You know, one of the big things you hear a lot about in Michigan, where I am, and all over the country, to be fair, is battery technology, right? And the different things and the things that are critical to making next-gen batteries over and over again, because 5 years from now, we might be six or eight generations farther down the line. But in order to get there, there are things that mining must supply. And it's too often that critical things, whether it's batteries or penicillin or masks in a pandemic, that we rely on China or Vietnam or a host of other places. We need to turn that around, Rich.
Well, Steve, you're absolutely right. And again, thanks for having me on. You know, for far too long, minerals import reliance has been a silent and growing threat to this country. That's only been proven out in spades with the pandemic. I mean, we rely on critical materials and metals from hostile countries such as China for everything we use in daily life, from iPhones to critical medical devices, robotics, prescription drugs, and even how we defend the country with state-of-the-art fighter planes, the F-22s and the F-16s and the robotics that go into that. I mean, this is a real and growing problem, problem that's been ignored for far too long. Even the World Bank now estimates that the production of minerals that go into the batteries that you're talking about, such as graphite and lithium, could increase by 500% in the next 30 years. And that growing demand for advanced technologies and an expanding world population, we shouldn't be looking abroad for these materials. We have them here. We have them right here at home. We have them in the Great Lakes. We have them across the country. We have them in the South, the West. And it's high time that federal policies come forward to make sure we can access these materials. I mean, it's an inconvenient truth of the left that wants all this technology, but at the same time doesn't want to produce it here. They just want to continue to import it. And that can't exist. As your listeners know, if you can't grow it, you have to mine it. And the best place to do that, and the way that our companies operate in a sustainable and safe manner, in compliance with a half a dozen federal environmental statutes, regulations, permits. It takes 10 years in this country to get a mining permit or a permit to expand overseas, and some of our competitors, it's much shorter, 2 to 3 year time frame, and that's just taking capital and investment away from the United States and putting it overseas where it can't do anything to help create jobs. I mean, here in this country, the average mining job salary is $80,000 or more. That's much higher than the national average.
Yeah, so where do you think we're going from this? Do we learn our lesson? Do we clean up our act, if you will? I mean, all the things you've laid out are so obvious. It should be common sense to be where we need to be, but yet here we are.
Well, I think we're making strides with this current administration. They've put forward several executive orders, including one that was rolled out in Duluth, Minnesota about 10 days ago, that calls for reinvestment and using the Defense Policy Act to stand up new mines and put together the refining capacity that's needed to process these. You know, the problem is even deeper than many of your listeners may understand, in that not only do we have trouble standing up new mines in the United States to get these in essential materials, but then when we go to process them, we find that the refineries, the smelters, everything we need to convert these raw materials into metals has been shipped overseas, and we need to reshore that technology so that we're not handing over our hard-earned resources to foreign nations that are hostile to our interests. And
it just goes
on and on. But this administration has taken some strides. They put together a one federal decision process for mine permitting, but
sure.
You know, more can be done. Congress has a role to play.
But let me ask you this, Rich, because
even the left is starting to understand the blue-green alliance that they have to have
sure.
these resources, and it's inconvenient truth, to be honest.
I want to dig a little bit deeper on, you know, some of the other things. You know, the steel industry, for example, in America, since Donald Trump became president, has rebounded in large part. You know, it's not what it was, you know, in the 1950s or 60s, but certainly stronger than it was. And I can go all over, and all of these things related to mining and the different things, you know, whether it's uranium or you know, rare earth minerals, all of these things, right? I mean, there's all sorts of things out there that we need to protect ourselves every single day, whether it's the infrastructure of building, you know, steel and putting cars and trucks and boats and ships together, or it's finding the things that run our smartphones and our computers, or the things that, you know, light and power America. All of these things come back to mining, don't they?
They do, from, you know, thermal coal production, which happens all across the country, in the west, the south, the Appalachian states, to metallurgical coal, which goes into, your point, steel production is essential for any infrastructure build-up that we need to have, to the aluminum that goes into the cars of the future. You know, electric vehicles, if we're going to go that route, and that's what policymakers seem to want to do, I don't know if that works in many states, but that takes 80% more copper, almost 3x the amount of copper that goes into a conventional automobile. So this stuff's got to come from somewhere, and it might as well come from this country, from our states, from our hard work, and be recirculated back into the United States economy.
Right. So, I mean, where do we go? I mean, honestly, where do we go from here as you look at these everything? Because it's not something that happens overnight. It's something that takes months, years, maybe a generation. I mean, we're a long way from getting back to where we need. I mean, it's not like you just go back and say, well, let's reset our supply chains for whatever industry it is. You're in the mining industry, obviously, as we have Rich Nolan here, the CEO and president of the National Mining Association. But for, you know, for you and for so many others, this is a long-term process, an investment of time and resources and dedication and steadfastness to make sure it happens.
Yeah, these are for us, these are long-term investments. You're talking, you know, a 7 to 10 year stand-up time. You've got to attract that capital and invest it in basically putting a manufacturing facility above ground or below ground, and then have enough time to work that project so you can actually start to turn a profit. So what we need is a steady commitment to the policies that put these operations in place, so we can get our people back to work.
Yeah, absolutely. And how long do you think it takes? I mean, how long do you think it takes to put this all back together?
Well, I think we're making progress. I think the jury's still out on that. You know, we've made some advancements in the past few years, but more needs to be done. To your point, I don't think it's a generation, but I think it's definitely a 7 to 10 year time string.
Sure. You know, and whether it's Musk and Tesla or General Motors, I mean, advancements in technology means we need to advance our supply chains back to a place that we can trust that these critical components are coming from, as you put it, American labor, American factories, American people, American soil, American resources. Let's be honest. America is the greatest collection of natural resources of any piece of real estate in the world, whether it's, you know, minerals or timber or farmland or freshwater. You pick it. We've got it for the most part. Richard,
yeah,
give me the last word.
I turn our backs on that. Steve, and, you know, the Elon Musk, the head of Tesla, you know, about 2 weeks ago was just pleading for someone to stand up, you know, lithium operations that so he can source responsible and reliable sources of lithium for, you know, for batteries and battery production that he'd like to insource into Tesla, which is a, you know, an investment in hopefully this country that is that can really do a lot to connect the supply chains back to the automobile industry that have for far too long been shipped overseas just for a cheaper buck and a lower wage.
Well, there you go. I got to leave it right there. Rich Nolan, CEO of the National Mining Association, here on the program again. Rebuilding the supply chain, so important. Rich, thank you for being here.
Best to you, Steve. Thanks.
Greatly appreciated. It is the Steve Gruber Show. You can find out more at stevegruber.com. Follow us on Facebook, The Steve Gruber Show, Twitter, and Parler as well. We appreciate your support. The Steve Gruber Show.